Good evening, Dr. Schnad, dictating first a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan on 2A24. Mr. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/21/23, there's been some deterioration, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some deterioration. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda McNeil. This goes to the Little River Medical Center on 2A24. Mrs. McNeil performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/3/23, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michelle Griggs. This goes to Laura Baxley, comma MP, on 2A24. Mrs. Griggs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired. Period. The air velocity index was less than one, period. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/18/23, there's been deterioration in forced vital capacity, period. New paragraph impression, severe restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity showing deterioration. Thank you.